Good morning. Well, again, I want to take the reading from morning prayer for our little morning meditation. That reading comes from Revelation chapter 7. I'll just take a couple extra verses to fill in the holes there. Verses 9 to 12. But let's just start for a moment in silence, being prayerful together, praying for each other. Let's ask for Our Lady to help us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no man could number from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits upon the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood round the throne and round the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God, forever and ever. Amen." The vision of St. John in Revelation gives us a picture of heaven. So beautiful on a Sunday morning to take up a vision of heaven, to be lifted for a few moments above the toils and troubles of this world, and just get a glimpse into heaven. What is happening in heaven? A great multitude. What a hopeful sign that no man could number from every nation, tribes, peoples, and tongues. When St. John recorded this vision, he had no idea how the gospel would extend to the ends of the earth. He had no idea all the nations and tribes and tongues who would come to know the Lord. He had no idea, but he saw in a glimpse of vision of people from everywhere gathered together, which no man could count. Such a hopeful vision gives us a reason to hope that all of our own relatives and friends, all those that we miss who have gone before us, all those even from every corner of the earth and the wonderful ways of God would be brought into this eternal liturgy of praise. And we see men and angels worshiping together. Men saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb." Angels saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and thanksgiving and wisdom and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Angels don't need salvation as human beings do, but we're grateful for the salvation. We're grateful that the Lamb, who was always before the Father, became flesh and dwelt among us and offered himself up for our salvation. We are grateful for a glimpse of the one who sits upon the throne, one who has enthroned on this altar in a special way last night, one we will celebrate this morning in the Holy Mass, one who has been with us throughout this retreat, in our hearts, close to us, speaking to us, one who remains at all times in every tabernacle throughout the world. We give thanks for that one, for that Lamb who is on a throne, a Lamb in his gentleness and yet a great King. King of kings and Lord of lords, the Emperor of emperors. Lord, we praise you and we thank you. We unite our voices and our hearts with those of the saints and angels who gather here with us. We don't see them all the time. We miss them. We fall into discouragement and despair. We wonder if there is any end to the sufferings of this life, any end to the sorrows that afflict us, any end to the loss that we experience. We wonder if the veil of tears will go on forever. But in this moment, we allow our minds and hearts to be lifted up in faith and say, yes, there is an end, a time when every tear will be wiped away. There is an end when there will be only rejoicing, praise, and glory. There is an end when we will be gathered together with all the saints and the angels and giving praise to you and receiving your love, where you are humbly there before us, a Lamb enthroned, where your love washes over us. And our hurts, emotional, psychological, physical, spiritual, our darkness, our difficulties, all of that will seem like a distant memory as we are caught up in your gaze, as we are lost in your love, as we are united with one voice with each other. All of our difficulties and divisions, our misunderstandings, all of the pain caused in relationships, our frustrations, all of that will be like a distant memory, as nothing compared to the glory that we experience in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for giving us just a few moments to bask in that glory, just a few moments to come before you this morning, to forget the rest, to leave the rest behind, and just to know that in the future, when we are with you, everything is all right. Everything is joy. Everything is love. And all of our suffering, all of the trials, all of it was worth it to come to the point when we could be with you forever. So we pray together, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And if you want to stand, and we could join together in the intercessions of morning prayer. Our response is, Lord, you are our life and our salvation. Christ is the sun that never sets, the true light that shines on every man. Let us call out to him in praise. Lord, you are our life and our salvation. Creator of the stars, we thank you for your gift, the first rays of the dawn, and we commemorate your resurrection. Lord, you are our life and our salvation. May your Holy Spirit teach us to do your will today, and may your wisdom guide us always. Lord, you are our life and our salvation. Each Sunday, give us the joy of gathering as your people around the table of your word and your body.
Lord, you are
our life and our salvation. From our hearts, we thank you for your countless blessings. Lord, you are our life and our salvation. And we lift up all of our own personal prayers to you as well as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty ever-living God, grant that we may always conform our will to yours and serve your majesty in sincerity of heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.